Hi there. Welcome to the Intentional Living Center live today. You know, it's not how you start a race. We start a lot of races, don't we? Our marriage, our careers, taking care of our health, starting to save for the future, serving other people, growing in our relationship with Christ. Not so much how you start, but it's how you finish. And this week we've been talking how to finish strong. Here's a question for you. What's one thing, if you had to really focus on one thing to help you finish well, to finish strong, that would be a breakthrough? What would it be? What's that one thing that would make a difference? I'd love to hear it. Our phone lines are open. This is live radio. Come and join us at the Intentional Living Center.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. He's a best-selling author and your advocate for the family. So, we're in the middle of Dr. Randy's teaching series, Finishing Strong, and we thought it'd be a great idea to do a live show to hear how you're finishing strong. So call now, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, helping you to be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right, thank you, Kurt. Welcome here live again, 888-888-1717. Online, we asked this question. Comments are coming in. I'll get to those in a moment. I say in this series on finishing strong that Jesus was a finisher. In fact, one of the last things he said, it is finished. It is finished. And when he focused, he gave us an example of what it means to finish strong. Whatever it is that God laid on your heart, direction you've taken, you know, a lot of people start things. But it's how we finish when things get tough, when it's difficult. And maybe you need that breakthrough. Maybe God's been prompting you and you just have to say, hey, I've got to get moving in this one thing that would make a difference. Krista, for instance, on Facebook says, hey, my thing that I want to finish well with is just every day training up my children the way they should go. Candace says, hey, here's my one thing. It's to earn my nursing degree. I don't know the rest of that story, but my guess is she has a vision for that, how it can help her family, how she can use her gifts and interests to help other people. Tina says, I want to, in marriage, she says, I want to grow old and gray with my love. That's good, isn't it? Tammy says, raising our 6 grandkids. Oh, God bless you, Tammy. If indeed you're raising them, that means the responsibility got shifted right over into your home. And finishing, there's a task, finishing strong. What's your one thing? You know, we just got off of a absolutely fantastic weekend. Over 2,000 people in the Valley of the Sun in Glendale and Chandler. We sold out several days and a couple weeks ahead. At our Intentional Love Marriage Conferences, full houses. We had a fantastic evening, and I want to say thanks to all of you who came, all of our new friends that we had a chance to meet, and the many of you that I didn't get to talk to personally, but to really share my heart on what it means to be intentional. We had a good time. We really did, and it was something that was encouraging to me. And you know, if you were there, that about 70-80% or more of the people at the end, and maybe you were one who stood and you said, here's my one thing for my marriage for the next 30 days, and I gave you the wristband, right? And you all picked one up on the way out, and not only there, but in Albuquerque the previous week and in Michigan a couple weeks before that. And so we're still in that 30-day window, and I hope you're putting that on every day, and I hope you're staying focused now by many thousands of people around the country who've said, here's one thing that would make a difference in my marriage, and you're, by doing that, you're moving in the direction to say, hey, I want to make sure I finish strong in the commitments I've made in my marriage. For you, it may be in finance, it may be in your health, it could be in any area of your life, but at the end of the day, it's to glorify God. What would it be? What's that one thing, a breakthrough, to help you finish well, to finish strong, to overcome procrastination? Remember I talked about procrastination, how our little cricket friend makes a lot of chirping noise, but really keeps us from finishing. That's what we talked about at the conference. And by the way, we had a great time. Speaking of conferences, just before we get to your calls, we wrap up the Intentional Love Marriage Conference Friday night. Let me see, today, Wednesday, Thursday, 2 days. A Friday night at Faith Community Church in Tucson. And so, hey, listen, we turned away many in Phoenix, couldn't get tickets, sorry, but make a weekend of it. Love to have you. Tucson, Friday night, Faith Community, limited seating, but we have room for you. If you get your tickets today, just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Live today, 888-888-1717. We're going to hear your story, that one thing to help you finish strong. Stay tuned.
My name is Luke, calling to share my testimony on how I'm intentional with Christ. I've only been a Christian 4 years. I came to know and trust Christ at the age of 24 years old. You know, every day I'm growing and seeking God, and I've said that every night when I come home, no matter how many hours I work, I will sit and read my Bible, even if it's one chapter from the Old Testament, one chapter from the New Testament. It's those convictions through the Word of God that has continued me to become a better man, to seek Christ in everything. And I've been intentional in my life since I've become a Christian. Before I was a Christian, I barely had a 2.0 average. You know, I was terrible at, you know, at being intentional with school. And I dropped out of high school when I was 18 years old. When I became a Christian, I went back to high school, went to college. I graduated college with a 3.95 grade point average, and then God has blessed me with a good job. And so I'm working in the career field that I graduated in, and every day I go to work on time, and I'm just very intentional about sharing that gospel every day and getting up every morning and seeking Christ and how I'm to go about my day and just directing my word. And I look to bless those around me every day as much as possible, those guys that I work with that are non-believers, as well as encouraging other Christians. I've come to find out that the more I do and the more intentional I am in that, the more I have a heart for those people around me and the more God's compassion and love pours through my life.
Good for you. Hey, listen, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. We all start races. We all start things. Come on, we all start something, and it's how we finish, right? Could be work, career, could be raising those kids. You want to finish strong, don't you? Maybe you're halfway through the process and you say, "Woo, I'm way off track." That's all right. Get back on track and stay focused. Like we got this one who said, "Hey, I want to finish strong in raising my 6 grandchildren." You've taken on all that responsibility. It's one day at a time, isn't it? That's why we talk about doing that next right one thing. A couple of things we on the intentionals for finishing strong. Number one, if you look back over your life and say, hey, I lived my life, and along the process, I really discovered and lived God's purpose for my life. What is the purpose of man? The Westminster Catechism talks about man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. That's a good place to start. I think another way to measure how strong you've been in finishing, that you left no unfinished business behind. You're not leaving a trail of, you know, damaged relationships and people and stuff behind you, picking up after yourself. We see that all through Scripture. Those that were strong and finished strong, they didn't leave an unfinished business behind. Now, you might have issues that you can't resolve, but that's different than just intentionally walking away from unfinished business. Number three on the list is that you loved people and used things. Our culture is not about serving, it's about self. And when we take the focus to say, hey, I choose to be intentional in doing the next right one thing, it makes a difference. To the phones, what is that one thing? Let's go. Gus is in Michigan. Gus, welcome to the program.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Dr. Randy. I think it's just to keep in mind, the future for retirement and staying the course. And it seems like the closer you get to retirement, the harder things come. Mm-hmm. But it's just keeping the carrot in front and knowing when you can afford to retire and staying, the course. And
What is your view, Gus, of retirement? I've always looked at that in terms of God doesn't want, we don't see retirement in the Bible. And I know that we need to transition because right. There's energy and levels and all that kind of thing. How do you view finishing when it comes to that last part of life? As far as use of your time and resources and things.
Right. Yeah, and it frees up, I think, not retirement from retirement from having to go to work and being free to, like, serve in church ministry.
Yeah.
or the soup kitchen, or being able to go to mission trips, you know, or even just to go travel but I think God places you where you're supposed to be in your job, and you're mm-hmm. you're not supposed to leave till you know He wants you to leave, mm-hmm. and you can't let people get in your way of that.
Yeah, how old are you, Gus?
57.
All right. Well, you're in that stage where you're thinking about the future, and I was teaching at the conferences that life is kind of in thirds. The first third is kind of the learning stage. You learn about life and relationships and your strengths and your weaknesses. The next third is our living stage. It's also our collecting stage. We collect a lot of junk. We collect a lot of stuff, relational issues, financial issues, a garage full of stuff, right? And then the last third is learning to really let go of things, not hang on quite so tightly. And I think you're right on saying, hey, you know, one of the things is to get that breakthrough, not let the past or people in the present keep us from moving in the right direction for the future, which I think is right on. I agree with
you. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Gus. Appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, let's go to Stephen. Stephen, welcome to the program from Michigan. What's your one thing?
Prayer.
Is that something you do or something you'd like to be more engaged in?
It's something that my wife and I have really, really tapped into. About a year ago, our marriage was facing divorce. I was very easily the worst husband alive. If there was something wrong that I could have done in my marriage, I was guilty of it. And over the course of the last year, we found ourselves back in the church. I actually had been a pastor for 10 years previous before we were married. So it was one of those situations where I knew the word academically, but I had never gotten to a point where I had that deep father nurturing relationship with God, because I just wouldn't allow it. I was too afraid that He would abandon me.
Hmm.
So over the course of the last year, my wife and I have really gotten into making Christ the centerpiece of everything it is we do. So,
and what difference has that made in your marriage?
Yeah, our marriage has just flourished and become something that neither one of us ever imagined that we could have in relationship to another human being.
And you see prayer as a key. Also, making a decision. You were, you know, saying, hey, this is one thing we're going to really focus on, letting God be the center of our lives and our marriage, and then praying together.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yes.
So,
and most importantly, praying for ourselves in relation to our spouse. If we see something in our spouse that is either hurtful or harmful to us, then we ask how we can, you know, how we can come alongside God and love our spouse through that, rather than praying about our spouse.
Mm.
You know, it's trying to instruct God to change the other person. We realize that, you know, our spouses are our greatest teachers, and they're the greatest assets that we have. So realizing that God can work through them in our lives to take us just that much deeper is just really been something that we're very intentional about every day.
That's great. Hey, thank you, man. Appreciate your call, Stephen.
No problem, Dr. Rainey.
All right. We're talking about that one thing, how to finish strong, this series this week on finishing strong. What's that one thing that'd be a breakthrough in your life? If it's true that we all want to finish strong meaning that I finished my life and I look back and say I have very few regrets, how can we measure that? I'm more concerned that I finish strong, because we know many people who live their lives for a period of time and then they give up. They get lost somewhere in the journey and they get sidetracked and they don't finish strong. That's very true. And that's an excerpt from a teaching that I did on this topic of finishing strong that you've been listening to this week. But here's the good news. We have it on video. It's on DVD. And my wife, Donna, who's a watercolor artist, did a beautiful watercolor print that is the backdrop for these intentionals that I'm teaching, these 10 principles of how to finish strong. We put that together into what we call Art That Speaks to You. It's a 16 by 20 inch work of art ready to be framed and put on the wall in your home or office. And we'd like to get it to you as a reminder, a daily reminder of some of the things that we've been teaching here on how do you know you are finishing strong. And the DVD teaching that goes with each of those points. Our gift to you when you become a member of the Intentional Living family. Now, I know the focus for you might be on finishing strong in work or raising your children or having a life personally of purpose, but whatever it is, it'll be a daily reminder for you. And I want to thank you in advance for your monthly support to the Intentional Living Center. It's friends around the country that allow us to do this every day. And when you stand with us, you make that possible. Your monthly support really matters. So when you come and join us today, we'll make sure to get this to you to say thanks. And then ongoing teaching on CD coming to your home every month from me to you to say thank you. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com, click on donate, theintentionallife.com, or you can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 4 and talk directly with one of our staff. They're nice people, and they're happy to talk to you. They're all nice people, aren't they? All right. Oh, the staff's giving me thumbs up. All of them are nice people. Let me know if they're not, okay? 888-888-1717 and press number 4.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. As life becomes more and more busy, tech can help you stay connected. You can take Intentional Living anywhere you and your smartphone go. Just go to theintentionallife.com/app and download the, what's it called? Oh, yeah, the app. Again, that's theintentionallife.com/app. Don't go too far. The doctor will return in a moment. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. App, I knew that one.
Intentional love. Every marriage needs it, but it doesn't just happen.
When I started to show my wife love, she wondered what was going on.
Dr. Randy Carlson can show you how to apply intentional love to your marriage. But right now, it's your move. To make an appointment for the Intentional Love Marriage Conference, coming to Tucson, November 10th.
That's what I showed her. That's what she responded to. And that's what saved our marriage.
Go to theintentionallife.com.
Did I honor my commitments and did I serve others? Those are just a couple of the questions Dr. Randy asks you to consider as he presents intentional principles for finishing strong. It's all on Dr. Randy's full-length teaching DVD called Finishing Strong. To receive your copy and a beautiful full-color Finishing Strong watercolor print by Donna Carlson, just become a monthly member today. And with your ongoing monthly gift, you'll also receive Dr. Randy's monthly coaching. Call now, 1-888-888-1717 and press number 4. That's 1-888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours. Or go to theintentionallife.com. Thanks.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy.
Thank you, Kurt, and we're live here today talking about finishing strong and what's that one thing that would be kind of a breakthrough to help you move in that direction in being intentional. We're hearing your calls to our center. Adela has been waiting patiently in Arizona. Welcome to the program today.
Hi, Dr. Randy.
Hi there. What's your one thing right now, Adela?
Well, thank you for the opportunity to let me share a little bit today. Background a little bit. I've led a dark life, a lot of pain, spent most of my life doing drugs and, lost 2-3 children, a stillbirth, a abortion, gave a child up for adoption. There's just a lot of pain, which the drugs masked, and I walked in that direction for 55, until I was 55. But recently, I've been studying the Bible and going to church for the last 5 years and growing. Well, my little granddaughter found a new church that I decided to check out, and then she decided to be baptized again in this church because she's learned more about Jesus and how he loves her and wanted to commit her life to learning and growing in that direction. So I'm watching her be baptized in front of the church, and I felt a strong voice inside of my soul telling me, come, let me wash you clean of your guilt and pain. Let me take you into the light. Let me care for you. And so I went up in front of the church, and I jumped in the pool, and I was baptized again and have felt relief and freedom and a love surrounding me and a purpose calling me. And I'm intending to read the scriptures and study and make my life a testament to the Lord.
Mm. Well, good for you, Adele. And as you know, it's not that water that is magical. You know, that baptism in itself is not the magical formula, but it certainly is a representation, and it's a picture of God washing us clean, of his love, his intentional love for us, to be that symbol and that picture, the fact that you had made a decision to say, Lord, I give you my life, and there's a picture of the cleansing. And, you know, no matter what age, 55 or if you're 25, God will do that in your life. So, Adela, let me ask you, you're staying in the Word. You're involved in a church. I'm assuming you're going to stay plugged into that church or another church?
Yeah, definitely.
That's good. Well, I'm glad that you're listening to the radio as well. Has the radio been an encouragement to you?
Yeah, I listen to it in the car, but I think I'm going to try tuning it in the house a little bit more.
Well, I hope so, because this, believe it or not, the signal actually goes right through the walls into your radio, so it'll be in your house as well.
Yeah, this is kind of a new thing and another direction the Lord's taken me into.
Well, let me tell you, Adela, we're in the radio ministry, and I'll tell you why we do what we do 24 hours a day. I tell the staff this all the time. We're kind of like on demand. When you turn the radio, there it is. You're looking for some hope. You're looking for some help. You're looking for some equipping. You just turn the radio on. Boy, there it is, you know. And that's why we do what we do. I know that's true of Christian radio around the country. That's our commitment, to be there for you. So we'll be on the journey with you of being intentional. Adela, thank you for sharing your story.
The way I live intentionally each day for my health is I apply the second commandment to my life. Love yourself as you love your neighbor. And if you're not taking care of your body, then you don't feel good about yourself. And how can you feel good about anybody else if you're not feeling good about who you are? I exercise 4 times a week. I have 4 children, and I feel much better today than I did when I was in my 20s. I eat pretty much what I want, but I cut out things like soda. I don't drink soda at all. I don't eat candy, and I try to avoid fast food at all costs, unless it's a special night, we'll do pizza or something like that, but that's about it. Thank you.
Good for you. You know, you were talking about that commandment, which really says to love others as you love yourself, right? And you think about it, as we do, the focus so often is on ourselves. And we understand that God's intention is that we, as we take care of ourselves, as we grow, that we say, hey, we got to reach out and help a hurting world. What a world we live in today with so many hurts. So thank you for telling us your story. And you know, your stories are always welcome and appreciated here at the Intentional Living Center, that we can hear them and pray with you and then share them back with our listeners. Here's how you can tell us your story. It's very simple. You can call us at our storyline, 888-888-1717, anytime, day or night. Press number 2, tell us your story. Or go online. We have a lot of activity on our Facebook and our website as well when you go to theintentionallife.com. And so we keep this discussion going, because that's the whole purpose. We're here to help you, and you encourage us together on this journey. Why? Because we want to finish strong. That's what we're talking about this week, finishing strong. By the way, we have 2 more days on this series that will continue through the rest of this week. And we have a very, very special offer I want to tell you about in a moment on how you can receive something that will be an encouragement to you that you can view and listen and learn from to help you finish strong.
What do you love about your marriage?
That we are both focused on serving God, and that keeps us unified in the direction that we're headed.
I love the fact that he is always there for me, even when, you know, he's upset with me or something. He's always there to, you know, listen or whatever.
He gets upset with you?
Yes.
How could he do that? One thing, you know, that's a big part of our Intentional Love Marriage Conferences. And to the nearly 5,000 who've been attending so far our tour this year, you know, I challenge you with one thing. And what's really always exciting for us as a team is to see about 80%, about 8 out of 10 people tell us, by virtue of standing, say, hey, I've got one thing as I leave here tonight for my marriage. Everything from not going to criticize my spouse for 30 days to I'm going to help do the dishes without being asked to we're going to pray together as a spouse in marriage. Whatever it is, the power of finishing strong by doing the next right one thing. So we've had a great tour. Albuquerque, you know, we sold out early. We had a full house. We wish we had more room, but we didn't. We had turned many people away. Last weekend in Phoenix and Glendale and Chandler, sold out both days early. And I know we had people calling for the wait list. We didn't have room. We're sorry. But I have some good news for our Arizona listeners. We have one final stop on the Intentional Love 2017 marriage tour, and it's Tucson Friday night, two nights from now, Friday night in Tucson at Faith Community Church. And we'd love to have you come and be a part of it. You can get a ticket today or tickets, bring some friends with you from wherever to be a part of it. And I'd say this to our friends in the Valley, you know, it's not that far to come and be a part of this weekend. For this year, we're wrapping up the tour for Intentional Love. Go to theintentionallife.com and click on the events. It'll be there for you, theintentionallife.com. Also, we have a very special gift for everyone today. It's the Finishing Strong work of art. It's art that speaks to you, a beautiful watercolor painting done by my wife, Donna, print as the backdrop to these intentionals that we teach on Finishing Strong. It's 16 by 20 inch, ready to be framed as a visual reminder in your office or your home for you and your family, for your kids to see. These are principles. These are things that can be taught, parents. You talk about leadership in your home. These are principles you can teach as a dad or mom from your own heart because you see them apply to your family. And we're going to add the DVD teaching on these to encourage you. We recorded a DVD here that I taught. It's our gift to you as you become a new member today. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Talking about how to finish strong, thank you for sharing your stories with us. Our line continues to remain open where you can share your comments on the ministry. We'll see you next time right here from the Intentional Living Center.